there's something I wish would have taken an hour or less.
Visit mbusa.com/Premier Express for a participating dealer near you. Premier Express. It's about you, and it's about time.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a Bay Area heat wave.
I think the heat, it's a big factor why people are not here, especially with no shade.
A World Cup watch party was cut short for some fans tonight at Avaya Stadium in San Jose because of the scorching temperatures. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese was there.
The heat proved to be too much for some fans. Some people left the stadium before the game was even over.
Record highs recorded just south of there in Gilroy, where the temperature topped out at 103 degrees. In the East Bay, Livermore, another record, 108 degrees. A heat advisory expired just moments ago.
We do have a heat advisory. We don't really have a heat warning because the nighttime temperatures are decreasing, so we're getting a good recovery at night.
That's Bob Benjamin with the National Weather Service in Monterey.
This will be the first heat-related flex alert we've had since 2013.
But the heat wave is putting a strain on the state's power grid. More on that from KGO 810's Terry Hardesty.
The heat wave is creating a big demand for electricity. The independent system operator has issued a flex alert. That means residents should try and conserve energy.
We're asking for people just to let up on that electricity use accelerator between 2 and 9 p.m. today and tomorrow.
The ISO is asking residents to set their thermostat at 78 or higher, turn off unnecessary light and major appliances.
Sacramento now the latest target of internet attackers after they broke into an underground vault and cut three fiber optic cables. The FBI is reportedly investigating at least 11 physical attacks on high-capacity internet cables in Northern California dating back to last year. Agents confirmed the latest attack disrupted internet service for business and residential customers in the Sacramento area.
The one-year grace period expires on Wednesday.
Big changes coming for smoke alarms effective tomorrow. No more choices. Only one type is going to be sold in California. But as KGO 810 Scott Lettieri reports, this change is designed to save lives.
What's going into effect is tamper-proof, 10-year tamper-proof alarms.
Katie Smith is the director of Safe Kids California.
And what you hear people saying is, oh, I had a smoke alarm, but it wasn't working.
Now you won't be able to buy the smoke alarms where you can take out the battery. Most people who die in fires succumb to smoke inhalation.
A few seconds can save your life.
In the wake of last week's terror alert, security is being ramped up around the U.S. as the 4th of July nears. ISIS, that vicious terrorist group, has vowed to move its attacks to the U.S. More now from correspondent Jim Sciutto.
ISIS is the kind of group that knows the power of timing, and July 4th weekend would be enormously powerful timing. So that's the collection in the threat picture right now. Not a specific threat, but a very real threat. Not just a kind of general, everybody watch out, but they encourage people to keep their eyes open.
The FBI and the Justice Department have been moving aggressively in recent weeks to arrest and charge extremists thought to be plotting attacks or supporting groups such as ISIS. Well, tonight, the U.S. and Cuba are on the verge of taking their newfound relationship to another level. Tomorrow, an announcement is expected that embassies are going to open in Havana and Washington. More now from correspondent Jim Acosta.
Both governments have only had small interest section offices, but those offices will now become full-blown embassies. The president and secretary of state, John Kerry, will have more to say on this tomorrow.
More news from the U.S. Supreme Court, where the justices refused to hear a patient dumping case involving Nevada and California. That means a California court will now decide if Nevada is guilty of patient dumping. The city of San Francisco wants $500,000 in reimbursement costs for treating 29 patients who were given vouchers for one-way bus tickets to California. It also wants an order barring Nevada from any future patient dumping. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121. 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. In Richmond, westbound 80 at Cutting Boulevard, you got two big rolls of carpet in the right lane to watch out for. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. In Benicia, 680 northbound at Lake Herman Road, things are improving slowly but surely. The fire department still dealing with hot spots there from an earlier fire. The right lane still down, as far as I understand, for fire and emergency crews. Like I say, traffic is improving. You're only extremely slow just before and after Lake Herman Road now. And getting across the Carquinez Bridge, things are getting better on eastbound 80. You're jammed solid from about midspan almost to 29. The July 4 Honda sales event is on now at your Northern California Honda dealers. Come in today for historic savings on new Civics, Accords, CRVs, and more. And first look at the all-new HRV. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The U.S. women beat Germany 2-0 tonight to advance to the World Cup Finals. The Giants lose to the Marlins in Miami 5-3. No score, bottom of four between the A's and Rockies over in Oakland. Well, that 8 o'clock heat advisory expired just moments ago, but don't tell that to the people living in the inland areas. Degrees spread between the coast and inland areas today. On Wednesday, you can expect 70 at the beaches, but still more scorching heat around the bay and inland. We'll gradually cool down as we move closer to Friday, with lows in the 60s, highs in the mid-90s. Your 4th of July will keep things about the same along the coast, but still pretty warm inland, where temperatures will hover in the low 90s. And again, that was a 35-degree spread today. Right now around the Bay Area, clear and warm in most places. 96 degrees in Livermore, 96 in Fairfield. It's 90 in Dublin, 91 in Walnut Creek, 70 in San Mateo, 80 in Oakland, 84 in San Jose, 65 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
Are we ready?
Check this out.
Hello, everyone. We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
You having a party?
Are you ready to go crazy?
Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies. This is for you, America.
Let's get this party started.
Hey, getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm sorry. Come again.
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. It is the Drex Radio Show, along with Heather and John Lobertini. And, boy, oh, boy, as much as we think that her 10 minutes passed, and I said this last night, her 10 minutes passed an hour and a half ago, Paris Hilton, she really only did get 10. She's like Jessica Simpson. If you look back on that, maybe Paris got 15.
Are you kidding?
I think Jessica Simpson got 10. Okay. And then I don't know what's going on with the Kardashians. They seem to be getting the hour and a half. But Paris Hilton.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Paris Hilton herself now is an hour and a half past all of that
insanity. Oh, my God. Tonight is the night that Kim Kardashian's giving that talk across town. She's in Oakland.
Oh,
we'll have to find out how that went tomorrow.
Yes.
Very curious.
It'll be a lot of fun. But I have to say this. I'm sticking up for Paris on this one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I said it last night, and the reason that I want to do the story again is because things have changed in the last 24 hours. All right? There was this Egyptian reality show called Ramaz in Control. I could be mispronouncing that, but doesn't matter. Pulled a prank on Paris. She was invited to get on this short plane ride to tour the country. But before the plane took off, they pumped a nasty smell through the airplane. And then when they were in the air, the plane went into a complete nosedive and everyone freaked out. At one point, a guy threw open a back door and jumped, dragging a passenger with him. The plane left, the plan was to scare the hell out of her, but this is just so over the line. And somebody on the plane, when it was nosediving, handed Paris a parachute, but she flipped out and screamed, I don't want to jump. Now, the plane did land safely not long after that, and the host revealed it was a prank. And to her credit, Paris did ask about the guy who was sucked out of the plane. But here's how it went, and if you see the video, it's horrifying. And then there's more to the story today. Listen to this, and just imagine yourself being in this airplane as it nosedives. I mean, I don't know about you. I don't know how many small planes you've been on, but they're scary as hell to begin with. They're like flying lawnmowers as far as I'm concerned.
It's true.
Yeah, yes. So just being in one, I don't like. But this, you know, then it's nosediving. Here we go.
Hey. Very nice view.
What is the smell?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh. What's happening?
I'm so sorry about this.
I said I didn't want to go on that plane.
No, don't cry, don't cry.
Is that guy okay?
Yes.
What do you mean? He's pushed out of the plane.
I'm so sorry. I'm a bad guy. I'm a naughty. I'm Egyptian. This is prank show.
Not funny.
It sounds like Barat or something. I'm a funny guy.
No, not so much. You're an ass, dude.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
As simple as that.
It's such an a-hole move.
Yeah, and so yesterday, as of last night, this happened 2 days ago now, but they said, well, she signed the consent. She signed the release. No, not so much. Not for emotional distress. And if you see the picture of her, she's so scary. She looks like Ann Coulter. She looks...
She looks so scared.
She looks like the ghost of Anne. But it is. It's just a horrible, horrible stunt. It's not remotely funny.
No, it's not.
And so she is going to sue them for emotional distress, and I hope she wins. I stand by Paris Hilton on this one. Can you imagine somebody doing this to you?
It's absolutely the thing that you don't even wish on your worst enemy. Like, really.
Okay, and then there again, more to the story. It turns out, you heard the pull up, that sound, pull up. They got very close to hitting the water. There's more to the story. Yes, that's the more to the story today. When they went into the nosedive, when you go into a nosedive, I'm no pilot, but people weighing in today were saying, when you go into a nosedive, you're in a lot of trouble. You're in a lot of trouble. And then they just barely pulled out of it. So she could have very well been killed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Of course. I hadn't thought about that.
Not very nice.
Wow.
So I hope she
wins.
And
very risky, like you said.
Yeah,
wow. Really is. Okay.
Okay. So let's have some fun with this. 50 Shades author E.L. James did a Twitter Q&A. I was going to say Q&A. It turned out it was. Yes, Q&A.
So some genius at the publishing company or whatever thinks, oh, wouldn't it be a great idea if we did a live tweet Q&A?
It did get queer, as in odd. It was quite coy, to say the least. It was a disaster. So she's probably wishing she didn't do it, because instead of getting legitimate questions, it turned into a 50 Shades roast. Just some of the tweets that I can mention are, which do you hate more, women or the English language?
That was my favorite.
Yes. Does the EL stand for illiterate? After the success of Gray, have you considered retelling the story from the perspective of someone who can write?
Oh, nice.
Are you aware of just how racist your work is, or do you write it off as part of your immense literary skill?
Ooh.
Are you as homophobic in real life as your books are? Asking for a friend.
Wow, I didn't know about the racism and homophobia. Now I'm going to have to read the dumb book.
I have to read the damn book. A guy once punched me at night and when we went out. Does that mean he likes me? Should I have gotten his number?
That's good.
Yeah. Do you find it ironic that you write as if someone has tied you to a chair and forced you to do so?
Oh, God, people are so clever.
Yeah. Is there a safe word we can use to get you to stop writing such drivel? What is your favorite thing to do with eggs? My money is on beat them. Okay.
Oh,
in
cute.
The 50 Shades line, his voice is warm and husky, like dark melted chocolate fudge, caramel, or something. Is that something poop?
Oh, man.
So that was the end of that.
Is Christian and Anna's relationship a metaphor for the Cold War? Do you know, did you see a celebrity weighed in? Ricky Gervais? He tweeted, "You should do a Twitter Q&A. E.L. James, ex-publicist."
She gets the last laugh, ladies and gentlemen, because her net worth is now estimated at close to $60 million. So, guess it doesn't matter.
No, it does. Are you kidding? Try to buy some friends now. You know, whatever.
Oh, well, you can get some hanger honors for that kind of money. All right, let's take
a
break.
That's not pleasurable.
I wouldn't know. Let's talk about willpower. Yes, the power of willpower. We all want it. We all need it. But, you know, a lot of us just can't seem to get our hands around it or our heads. Willpower.
It's now.
Yeah,
or
it
never.
Is now. It's a topic, and we're going to chat about it next. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. It all started when Dr. Carrie Lee's heating and ventilation system failed. Then she opened her Diamond Certified directory. Her confidence grew as she perused the rating profiles of local top-rated companies.
Why don't we just give this Diamond Certified company a call? We did. They came out. They did the work. 2 hours later, the heating and ventilation system was working. It was a miracle.
Only local companies that score highest in quality in a large survey of past customers qualify for Diamond Certified.
I like that. I know I'm going to get reliable service and people who are really going to listen to what the customer has to say.
So have you told your friends about Diamond Certified?
Everybody. Everybody.
Read Diamond Certified rating results and profiles and order your free Diamond Certified directory at diamondcertified.org. Again, their website, diamondcertified.org.
You can drive a Fiat 500e electric car for only $159 per month from Premier Fiat of Fremont. You probably pay more for gas. For only $159 per month plus tax, you can drive a brand new car in the carpool lane and you'll never stop at a gas station again. Plus, you get a $2,500 rebate check from the state. Offer ends June 30th. Stop by Premier Fiat of Fremont today or log on to drive500e.com. Live with this offer, MSRP $32,700, 36-month lease, $34.59 total due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents per mile for excessive mileage. Credit must be approved by Chrysler Capital.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education.
From the people who brought you the Baconator, get ready for Wendy's Baconator Fries. Just $1.99. Starring Wendy's natural cut fries topped with freshly cooked Applewood smoked bacon. Audiences can't get enough.
It's like the Baconator, but like on fries.
$1.99. I'm speechless.
$1.99 will never be the same. This summer, Baconator Fries. Get them at a Wendy's near you. For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Need a little sweetness in my life.
Oh, if only we had the willpower to turn that sugar down. Come on, sugar.
I need to fit in that bikini by tomorrow.
Yeah. Willpower. We want it. We need it. Sometimes we just can't seem to find it, which brings us to our next guest. Good evening, Kaninka. Tolvar is our guest. How are you this evening?
Good. How you doing?
Fantastic. I love this. Willpower woes, how a rotten resolve can hurt you. And, you know, with the holiday right around the corner, I'm thinking, by the way, so July 4th is the drunkest day of the year. July 3rd, which will be Friday, is the second drunkest day of the year. So I'm thinking, you know, probably a lot of people are thinking about the holiday and they wish they didn't eat or drink so much. And that would take willpower now, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
But some of us just can't seem to grasp that or hold on to it.
And it seems like such an easy thing. Like, people will just say, I just need to gird myself. I just need some willpower. But how do we actually access our inner power?
A lot of people do need willpower. And I've kind of developed, like, a three-step process for actually enhancing your willpower. So the initial step is kind of the practice phase, where you actually kind of brainstorm and, you know, get a journal or get a piece of paper or something where you actually kind of write down your weaknesses or the things that you're having challenges with. And you kind of identify, you know, why you feel like you're having those issues. And you kind of started to think about some small, small goals that you can set for those weaknesses.
And I was thinking about this myself. I thought, if I would write some down, you know, as you mentioned, pushover is one. We all have weaknesses. Whether it's, I guess it's a matter of acknowledging what they are, and write them down and then kind of brainstorm on it, right?
Yeah, I mean, acceptance is the first step to actually identifying that you have some certain weaknesses that you need to work on. And I think a lot of people, they like to push those type of things under the rug, and they're not transparent about what they're struggling with. So it just basically delays the process of them actually enhancing their willpower.
Kaninka, here's what became top of mind immediately. You know who I should ask what my weaknesses are as far as willpower is concerned, is my significant other.
Agree. I mean,
yes.
I agree. I think people close to you can identify what you're struggling with more because they see it. They see it more. They can identify with it more. There are things that you do to them that may be a weakness that you don't know that you actually inflict on them or the relationship. So I totally agree.
I'd have to hand her a ream of paper, but I can get back to you on this. I'm serious. I think that that's a good way to do it if you can't see it, because I think sometimes we're so blinded by our own anxiety and our own worries. And compulsions or addictions or bad habits that sometimes we can't see it. Maybe you tell me, is it true sometimes people, we just don't want to see it?
I think a lot of people are in denial about the things that they're dealing with or struggling with. I think most people really don't want to tap into those dark spaces because it may cause some internal pain or something that has happened to them in their life or something that basically they just feel like, you know, people don't want to, you know, don't want to say, oh, yeah, I'm fat, or yes, I am 300 pounds and I need to lose weight, because that makes people feel really bad inside. So I think sometimes people just don't want to visit those dark areas of their life.
And I loved when you were talking about practice, we'll get to the other two steps here coming up, but you said, and this caught my eye, cultivate a list of your adversaries. Would you want to please expand on that?
I think sometimes we have to look inside of our network of people that we actually, you know, deal with on a regular basis, and we can kind of identify some of those people, whether it's professionally or people within our personal life, or there are people that we see on TV or just things that we, you know, interact with people all the time that have some of those same challenges, or they've overcame some of those same challenges that we're dealing with. So I think sometimes we have to look around around our internal network of people that we deal with on a regular basis.
Right. And do you think it's a bad idea to identify who your adversaries are? Because we all know in our lives, and people listening, you listening, you would know who they are. Where would you put them in your mind? How would you deal with that?
Where would I put what?
Well, adversaries, people that you don't get along with or they're out to get you. I mean, come on, there's people out. That's life. That's the world. That's the real world that we live in. For instance, I was thinking about cognitive behavior and studying cognitive behavior, CBT. One of the things that I learned is, you know, it's okay. If you don't like somebody and they don't like you, you can put them in a box. Just don't open the box and constantly be jumping in or out of it to identify that person or deal with them. Just put them in a box.
Yeah, I mean, I think I think as a human being, people that you don't really like to deal with, you tend to do that, put them in a box. I think it's easy to do that, but I think it's more easier to be open-minded to also kind of see the people that you don't really like or you don't agree with. I mean, I think there's some value and good to actually talk to them or even evaluate some of the things that they're dealing with to kind of see where it is fitting in your life. But it's so easy to be so close-minded to things and people that we don't really care for.
Right. I mean, some of them, I think it is a matter of getting over and time passes and just let them fade away. So let's move along here. And I think that one of the things that also caught my eye was some of your other steps that you were talking about, and that is progression and then patience. Oh, patience is a big one. I love that. If you could please hold on, we'll be back on the other side of the break. And we're talking about willpower. I mean, everybody wants it, everybody needs it, but can we grasp it? Do you find yourself having a hard time having willpower over, well, if you think about it, as I said, managing things, compulsions, impulses, bad habits?
All your own bad habits.
There's a myriad of, obstacles out there. 808-0810 is the number, and we'll be back to chat about it coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hi, this is Dave Seymour and Peter Solaris from A&E's hit real estate TV show, Flipping Boston. We want to help you make a quick $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 a month flipping houses in your area using little or none of your own money.
Dave and I have just put the finishing touches on our best DVD yet, and we want to give a free copy to anyone who calls. We'll show you brand new techniques you can easily use to locate, evaluate, and turn houses for a quick profit.
In this new free DVD, we break down our simple techniques to start making great money in your spare time. It's all laid out for you. There's no catch. It's free for anyone who calls.
Just watch this DVD and you'll be on your way to quick and easy profits flipping houses in your area.
Call 800-738-3101 to get your free DVD. Call in the next 30 minutes and Dave and Pete will also give you free tickets to a live real estate training seminar coming to the San Jose area. Call 800-738-3101. That's 800-738-3101.
Aquafina is water for happy bodies. We now present a happy body break.
Fist bump, raise your hands. Fist bump, raise your hands. Drink your Aquafina, that's the idea. Fist bump, raise your hands. Turn around in your chair. Run your hands through your hair. Take your Aquafina bottle. Take yourself another swallow. Hands to the sky, hands to the ground. Sip your Aquafina, that's a happy, happy sound.
Aquafina, for happy bodies.
Fist bump.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique Find, Fund, and Flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
One of the most advanced and successful groups of the 1970s, with a sound like no other, Steely Dan.
Are you reeling in the east?
Steely Dan, along with Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Saturday, July 11th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com for your chance to win tickets or buy them at LiveNation.com. Steely Dan and Elvis Costello from KGO 810.
Oh, I love this conversation. We are chatting with Kanika Tolver. She is the author of Life Rehab, Don't Overdose on Pain, People, and Power. It's all about willpower. Don't we all wish we had more? First, let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, we've got breaking news at the bottom of the hour involving ex-San Francisco State Senator Leland Yee. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that Yee is scheduled to change his plea in federal court tomorrow morning. Until now, the once popular Yee had denied charges of political corruption, money laundering, and racketeering. A federal judge, though, has it on his calendar, change of plea hearings for Yee and three co-defendants who had been scheduled to go to trial on August 10th. Such hearings, according to the Chronicle, are usually held to allow criminal defendants to plead guilty, usually after negotiations with prosecutors. No information yet about the parameters of any plea deal. New developments tonight in that deadly Berkeley balcony collapse. A hearing could come as early as tomorrow on a restraining order tied to the investigation. The company in charge of construction has been the subject of previous lawsuits related to balcony problems. And as KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports, this could be damage control.
Segway Construction wants to prevent the district attorney from examining the balcony that fell unless one of its representatives is there to watch over the testing of evidence. And it wants a judge to make sure that happens.
I have to admit, I've never heard of such a thing.
That's Robert Weisberg, criminal law professor at Stanford. In court filings, Segway alleges that the removal of the balcony below the one that fell may have been botched and that it should have been kept in place to see where water rot was coming from.
I can understand the defense lawyer saying we want to see everything that's going on.
Environmentalists are pushing Governor Jerry Brown to stop plans for hydraulic fracturing in the waters off Southern California. Earlier this month, state regulators issued 9 permits for so-called fracking operations between August and December in Long Beach Harbor.
Hey, you know what I do got though, man? I got a joint, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right.
A ballot measure that would legalize marijuana in California now has the go-ahead for signature gathering. Secretary of State Alex Padilla giving the green light today with an eye on the November 2016 ballot. Correspondent Jim Roop has more.
The so-called Responsible Use Act of 2016 aims to legalize the possession, production, cultivation, transportation, manufacture, processing, and sale of recreational cannabis. It'll also create a marijuana regulatory board and put procedures in place to release or resentence anyone previously convicted of marijuana offenses, including erasing those convictions. Recreational pot will be taxed, but medical marijuana would not.
An incredible story. A mother and newborn are doing well after she got lost and had to deliver her own baby. The U.S. Forest Service says it found Anger Amber Pangborn and her infant daughter on Saturday after she set a brush fire in the Plumas National Forest as a call for help.
Pass to Curry on the right side. To the rim, goes up, and the reverse layup is good for Curry.
Well, more proof Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors may be America's team.
The afterglow continues for the Warriors as Steph Curry has just surpassed LeBron James for the most popular jersey in the league. Klay Thompson ranked 5th overall, and the Warriors team merchandise sales during the playoffs, number 1 in the NBA.
That is KGO 810's Rich Walcott. Well, here's something to think about as you enjoy fireworks this weekend. The EPA says watch where you stand. Here's KGO 810's Katie Lever.
Stay upwind. That's the advice from the EPA warning children, older folks, and those with lung disease that the smoke boosts levels of airborne microscopic particles of pollution. Fireworks are even more polluting if it's a still night. Researchers who checked 315 locations around the country found that the explosions boosted the level of pollution, and those levels were more than twice normal at 9 p.m. and again at 10 p.m. on July 4th. They finally fall back to normal by noon the next day.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
We are coming up on 8:35 here on KGO, and that means it's time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Livermore. This look at traffic's brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. 580 east and westbound construction is causing some very significant slowdowns. The eastbound direction is jammed from Isabel to 1st Street, westbound side from 1st to North Livermore Avenue. Also on 580 eastbound at or near Airway, you got a deer on the right shoulder to watch out for, reporting that it's acting as if it's going to try and cross the road. In Oakland, a broken down vehicle on 580 westbound at 24 has had the right lane blocked. Just in case it's not out of the way yet, please watch out for it. And in Cordelia, 680 southbound, construction up now and beginning to slow you down from 80 to Gold Hill Road. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the U.S. women beat Germany tonight 2-0 to advance to the World Cup Finals. The Giants lose to the Marlins in Miami, and the A's are trailing the Colorado Rockies over at the O.co 1-0, bottom of 5. Well, that heat advisory expired about 30 minutes ago, but it's still plenty hot around the Bay Area, most of the Bay Area, in fact, except along the coast. Free spread between the coast and inland areas today. On Wednesday, you can expect 70 at the beaches, but still more scorching heat around the Bay and inland. We'll gradually cool down as we move closer to Friday, with lows in the 60s, highs in the mid-90s. Your 4th of July will keep things about the same along the coast, but still pretty warm inland, where temperatures will hover in the low 90s. And we've got some 90s at this hour around the Bay Area. Clear skies, 94 in Fairfield, 91 in Livermore, 91 in Concord. It's 77 in Oakland, 81 in San Jose, 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And good evening, everybody. Oh, Steely Dan. Got to love that. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show? Yes.
No willpower when it comes to the Cuervo Gold. Oh, I just had to say that.
Let me see. I was only just a kid, but I don't know if I had willpower then either. Kanika.
You used to crap your pants.
Who says I ever stopped? Kanika, especially tonight where I'm working in the dark. That's right. No lights.
Oh, are you
scared?
Imagine
doing a radio show with no lights. That's a new one.
It's fun.
Well, that's the thing about radio. Kanika, you have to know when you're doing talk radio, the ceiling could be falling. You just keep on talking. Not a problem. And thank you very much for joining me. Kanika is the author of Life Rehab. What is the rest of the... Yes.
Life Rehab. Don't overdose. Well, she can say it. Yeah, she knows it.
Yes, I think so.
The name of the book is called Life Rehab. Life Rehab. Don't Overdose on Pain. People in Power.
Okay, great. Because I can't see it. But we're going to work through it. Okay. So I love what she says about willpower. We all want it. We all need it. We need to have it. I think it's about structure in one's life. And I'm sure you would agree. Would you think that, you know, part forgiveness is probably a very big part of this equation, right?
And forgiveness and what, and, you know, from what perspective,
those...
forgiving yourself or forgiving others, or...
I would say both. As we were talking before the break, adversaries, and, you know, I said, well, you put them in a box and close the box and forget about it. But maybe when you're talking about yourself, forgiveness, because we all make mistakes in life, and moving on from those errors.
Agreed. I mean, one thing that I kind of promote on, like, Twitter and Facebook and on my social media accounts, I have this little, this is kind of the way I've kind of branded certain things that I say as far as quotes. And I always say, you know, RIP, which is rest in peace, to not having the willpower to forgive yourself, or not having the willpower, rest in peace to not having the willpower to forgive others. And the whole rest in peace part is you have to lay some things dead to rest. You have to let it go. Like, you have to, like, move on from that. Mm-hmm. And I really feel that in order to, like, grow as a person, some things you just gotta, like, rest in peace. Put it to rest. But some people hold on to a lot of things, and they can't even develop the certain level of willpower because they can't let go of what happened, or right, let go of what somebody did to them. So that really holds people back.
Because you can always sort of hit the reset button. So, like, rest in peace, your coulda, shoulda, woulda stuff. Like, oh, I didn't work out today. Once again, I'm a lazy, lazy slob. Put it behind you. Tomorrow's another day.
Exactly.
Move on from there. I think that's what alcoholics do quite often.
Well,
like,
yes.
They keep hitting the reset button.
Right.
You know, first day or, yeah, what does that say?
Well, acknowledge.
Tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life or whatever.
Well, acknowledge the mistakes and try to make amends when possible. That's exactly what it says.
Yeah. Exactly.
And, okay, then moving on. So the number one was practice, and then number two is the progression of learning your own willpower and, you know, how you fix things and deal with certain circumstances and the daily journal of your life, the progress.
I mean, progression is just pretty much all about, you know, as you've already identified your weaknesses and your challenges in the practice phase and progression, you're basically, you're still journaling on a daily basis, but you're kind of gauging what works for you for you to be successful. There are going to be some setbacks. There are going to be some times where you're going to be celebrating things that you actually, you know, feel like you've started to enhance a certain level of willpower. But it's just all about being transparent in this phase to kind of see, you know, what type of progression that you have. So it's about a self-evaluation, pretty much.
Tanika, I love one of the things that you say in your book, and that is surround yourself with people who have had experiences and overcame the same struggles that you have. So, you know, that means getting the toxics out and bringing these people into your life.
Yeah, I mean, Life Rehab, in the book, I talk a lot about letting go of toxic relationships and toxic people in your life, and people don't really know that there are a lot of people in their life that are really holding them back from growing, and they continue to be addicted. That's why the book is Don't Overdose on People. Some people are addicted to other people that mean them no good. So how are you going to grow if you're not hanging around people that have overcame those same challenges that you're trying to overcome?
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, what is that all about? Why do we do that?
I have a friend like this.
Why do we do it? We know they're toxic. We know they're not helping us, but yet we can't let go. I don't know. Is that a codependency thing?
I think pretty much in my book, I talk a lot about 10-year relationships. I think a lot of people think because they've been friends with someone for 15 years
or
they've been married for 20 years that they should stay in a unhealthy relationship. And a lot of people use that, and it kind of plays on their they know they shouldn't even be in this relationship, but it plays on their mind like, well, we've been married for 20 years or we've been friends for 15 years and I just can't let that person go. And I think you can't dictate a healthy relationship based off of a 10-year.
Well, this is very powerful because in my own life, I'll just tell you just for a second here, I had a high school, you know, friend forever, and he got into so many toxic things that it got to the point where he wouldn't stop, and so I just had to disconnect from him, and it broke my heart. But it's what I needed to do for me, and it was damn difficult, but it removed me from that. And it was a mess. It was mess. So the mess did stop.
I've been in that situation before, and I think, you know, being in friendships that you've known people for 15, 20 years, and then those friendships come to an end, I think sometimes the people that actually are replaced are the people that are meant to be in your life. So sometimes you'll find that other people will come into your life after those relationships will end, and they will be your accountability partner. They will be the people that can help you grow or mentor or just somebody that you guys can grow together because you're going through the same challenges.
Mm-hmm. I love what you said.
It's not
sometimes
horrible.
It takes 10 or 15 years. I mean, sometimes until you see the light, it's just like, you know, you just have to pull the plug. And
sometimes it's just a segment of your life. Like, I was with that person for that reason, for that period of time, and now it's just different.
Yes, and they may change.
Seasonal relationships, you know, and you grow as an individual. They don't may don't grow with you, or you guys just, you know, it's okay. And I think when you're young, I mean, you tend to think your friends and these relationships are the world. But as you grow and you see there's a lot of other crazy things going on that some people actually are more harmful than good to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And your last, and you had three in your book. And by the way, you can pick it up. We are speaking with Kanika Tovar and her life. It's Life Rehab. Don't Overdose. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Yes, the book can be purchased as well on Amazon.com. It's a 5-star rated book. So I have the ebook version, and I have the physical book on Amazon.com. And then you can also purchase the book directly from me and get an autographed copy from KanikaTolver.com.
And that's TOLVER. The last one I want to ask you about, because the three steps of gaining your own willpower back is patience. Patience is a virtue.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's one of the most difficult phases within developing willpower, because I think we want instant gratification. We want things to just happen automatically. I want to lose 10 pounds, but I want to do it when I wake up. I just want to have 10 pounds less of myself, and that doesn't happen. So I think a lot of people, we live in a society where everything is fast, the internet, the social media, the technology, you know, everything that we want is always so fast. And I think that a lot of times people are not willing to go through this phase to enhance their level of self-control. And I think that that just comes over time. And I think that these three phases are kind of like a loop. You're going to constantly have to continue to practice, progress, and have patience. Practice, progress, and have patience. That's the only way that you're going to grow.
Okay, but, you know, fantastic. To your point, the sooner you begin, the sooner you get to the other side and win, you know?
Exactly. That's what Life Rehab is all about. It's all about you rehabilitating your life and restoring your life. People think it's a facility, but it's more like a mental state of mind of like restoring different things that you want to restore, renewing your life so you can be a better person.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you very much, Kanika Tolvar. We will put Life Rehab up on KGO Radio on Facebook. That's where you can find it. And we'll also tweet it out at Generation Drex. Thank you very much.
We're having a really healthy breakfast.
Great. Now, starting your day off with some good willpower right there.
After I drink 7 martinis tonight after the show, no?
I'm going to sleep through it like I always do. That's my favorite thing. I wake up for lunch. That's one of the good things about doing nights.
I'm preparing myself to go to sleep as well.
Well, have a wonderful evening and a great holiday. Thank you very much.
Okay, you too. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Chris Farley, such a big Chris Farley fan I was, still am. You know, when we think of Chris Farley, I think of Tommy Boy, Black Sheep, and I also think of Chicago, and I think of his tragic death. And turns out he passed away, my goodness, 1997 of a drug overdose. 3 years, I think it's almost 3 years to the day after Belushi. But I Am Chris Farley. The documentary is going to be released, okay? Actually, it was released today, and I have a trailer from it to let you hear it. It's quite moving. I'll play it for you next, coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
It's the Red, White, and Blue Savings event at the Home Depot, where you can save 30% on appliance special buys, which means you save hundreds of dollars on the latest appliances from Samsung, LG, Whirlpool, and more. So let's declare our independence from our old, seen better days appliances and upgrade for hundreds less. Let's do this. With 30% off major appliance special buys, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, valid through July 15th. U.S. only. See store for details.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
Right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar.
Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. Call 888-845-2541 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Here's Conan talking about the Donald.
After Donald Trump's derogatory comments about immigrants, that's right, NBC has officially canceled Celebrity Apprentice. It's amazing. Think about it. Donald Trump isn't even president yet. He's already made America a better place.
And I don't know whether he's suing them for $500 million or what the hell he's doing, but all kinds of stories. He's not keeping his mouth shut. Matter of fact, he's spewing again right now. And, you know, as I said, not necessarily a bad thing. He's not. Let me tell you a little story about what's going on right now. Seems like he's trying to walk it back a little bit. Amid the backlash over his comments, this according to CNN, about Mexican immigrants who he said are bringing drugs, bringing crime, they're rapists, the billionaire and television reality star. Well, he's not anymore. He's still the billionaire, I guess, but he's not a reality star anymore. They fired him. Mexico is killing us on trade. This is the latest. Trump tweeted today, they're killing us at the border, okay, and they're killing us on the jobs and trade site. And that's where we need to fight. The Republican presidential candidate added that he loves the Mexican people, but Mexico is not our friend, and that the U.S. must beef up its border security and stop illegal immigration. On Tuesday, he announced that he was suing Univision, which dropped the Miss Universe pageant. And, you know, Trump says, well, that's $500 million. I don't know what the hell he's going to do with NBC. He's going to go after them or not. That would probably be a bad idea on his part. But Mexico isn't taking the comments lightly either. The country's pageant director, Lupita Jones, said earlier today that Mexico will pull out of the Miss Universe pageant altogether because of Trump's racist comments, even though it's not going to air, and, you know, but he still owns it.
Do you know what else?
What else?
The most popular piñata in Mexico
is Donald Trump, let me guess.
Swear to God, it took 2 seconds for them to manufacture these hilarious piñatas with, like, big flaming orange hair flying out the side.
Can you blame
them? And a huge mouth. It's hilarious. I swear to God. I'll tweet it, et cetera. But if you're sitting somewhere and you want to see it right now, just Google Trump piñata. It's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just looking at more here on TMZ. Trump believes Univision and NBC are trying to suppress his right of free speech. In the lawsuit, he claims the reason Univision went after him is because the network is owned by Chaim Saban, a key Hillary Clinton supporter and fundraiser. Okay, so now it's Hillary's fault that you said that.
Oh, my God.
Dude, seriously. And as I said, he's making more right now. So God only knows. But it's interesting. It is interesting to watch. By the way, he's getting a lot of attention. We've had two more people jump in today. Christie jumped in. So Christie's...
Well, he didn't really jump. He kind of shambled on up to the microphone. Sorry.
At least, yes, at his high school, which some people thought was a little odd. Here's Kimmel weighing in on Christie running for president.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to announce tomorrow.
Today.
Christie's slogan is telling it like it is. And even though his campaign hasn't officially been announced, today they released their very first campaign ad.
Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl is back. The never-ending pasta bowl for a limited time, only at Olive Garden.
That's the ad that they... Wow.
Yeah, you know, I heard the other side talking today, the conservatives, and they were saying, he should have ran 4 years ago. He really should have run then. He did have momentum then. He did have momentum then. I don't think he does now. There are 14 people in the ring now. So we'll see who falls first. By the way, Jon Stewart's enemies will tell him to screw off on his last show. You gotta love this. The New York Post says The Daily Show has been reaching out to the enemies of Jon Stewart that he's made over the years to get them to participate in a special pre-taped segment for his final episode, which comes up on August 6th, a little more than a month away. It would be an opportunity to, quote, turn the tables on him, to basically tell John to F off. Supposedly, they already asked Donald Trump. They'll be reaching out to Bill O'Reilly, Jim Cramer, Glenn Beck, and Sarah Palin. Anyone at CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC would also fit the bill, too, along with Sean Hannity. Anybody from Arby's, anybody who can make a good Chicago-style pizza. But anyway, any of the people that he regularly rails against, he is inviting them to join him on his last show, which I think is brilliant.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Why not? Go ahead and dump on him.
It's a great way to rap. Yeah, it is. And how could anyone be truly mean-spirited? It'll just be hilarious, I'm guessing.
Yes, I think so, too. I think so.
Colbert's wrap up was fantastic too. It was just star studded.
And you know, Colbert. When is Colbert coming on?
To Letterman's old show.
I know that. I mean, when? I know that. When will it debut?
It's
coming up here shortly.
It's in August. I think everything happens in August.
Yeah, there's a lot of discussion going on in the background about the Stephen Colbert show. How that's going to work out? You know, making that political play. Or is he going to turn his act completely upside down and try to craft something else? Will that work in that time slot? I guess, we'll just have to wait and see. But it's interesting. You know, when we were talking to David Berg, who was the producer for Jay Leno for 18 years, he thought the whole idea where CBS wasn't ready to go, right out of, you know, fire Colbert right out of the cannon the next week, was a mistake. And because they've just been doing Phil stuff, they put the Mentalist in there for a while. I don't even know what they're running anymore because I don't even look because it's not there. So, you know.
Where the Late Show used to be?
Yeah. They put the Mentalist. Now they're running some other.
Is that that Arquette girl?
What? Yeah. Docu-crime thing. I don't know whatever they have there, it's not Stephen Colbert. And he thought that was a big mistake because that would have been his chance to gain a little traction before they get into the fall sweeps.
I'm
thinking that was probably a good idea.
And just sort of work out your muscle. Don't worry if a lot of people don't see. I don't know.
Summer, you know, learn it, nail it. But we shall see. All right, time to get to the late night, late show wrap up on the way. More interesting things. Oh, I didn't get to play for you, and I don't have time, but I'm going to do it. I'll do it right after we get to the top. I am Chris Farley, the trailer from Chris Farley's documentary, which was released today. That's coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Call 877-249-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. Call 877-249-6988. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows. Stream to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Call 877-249-6988. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121. 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit, work directly with the factories to remove the middleman, and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes, and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education.
One of the greatest rock bands of all time, Van Halen. Van Halen. Van Halen, along with Kenny Wayne Shepherd, coming to the Bay Area for two shows, July 9th at Concord Pavilion and July 16th at Shoreline Amphitheater. KGOA 10.